Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. You know, I was talking with Jason. And Jason, thank you for engineering today. I was talking with him just as we were going on air. And I mentioned to him that, you know, Mrs. Fennelli booted up the kitchen computer this morning, and it wouldn't boot. And so I worked on it for a few minutes, and okay, so I'm going to have to reload the operating system. Came into the studio. An identical computer. They're all used Dell computers that we bought maybe 10-plus years ago. And so I booted up the three computers for the studio, and one of mine wouldn't boot up, so it was the call screen computer. So I swapped hardware around, and I was able to get the call screen up. So we can take calls today, class. But, you know, it's a nuisance, Dr. Sheely. We depend on these things, and then they quit. And so I was wondering, you had a problem with your computer a couple weeks ago. What did you end up doing?
I got a new computer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the new computer has been horrible. Don't buy a Dell, D-E-L-L. I can tell you, it's the worst computer I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I've sent you a couple emails. I have a feeling you have not been getting my emails. Is that possible?
If that's true, I haven't had anything from you in the last week.
Okay, well, let me tell you. Happy birthday. Belated.
Thank you.
Because that was one of the emails. Another one was to thank you for, you know, it was really nice that your staff out there at your clinic, you know, we can call them on the phone, give them a credit card on the phone, and they'll put the Dr. Sheely's youth formula and your essentials, will put them in a bag for us, and then we arrange a time to pick them up, you know, later, you know, a couple days later, and they run them right out to the car. That's really nice, and so I wanted to thank you for that too.
Well, blessings, thank them, but I'm delighted to have them, of course.
Yeah, and you know, it's really, you know, it's an additional service, and it really is nice. And frankly, Dr. Sheely, I want to talk with you about COVID, if that's okay.
you mean the joke of the millennium?
Well, I got to tell you, people I know have gotten it. Let me give you an example. You and I talked about this thought that I had about there being different strengths of the vaccine or different vaccines. And, you know, we know that they're different manufacturers, but I thought that maybe there was level 0 through 10, 0 being a placebo or saline solution. 1 would be, you know, a 10% dose, 2 would be a 20% dose, 5 would be a 50% dose, 10 would be, level 10 would be, you know, full strength. So I know a guy, I've known him for a long time, he got the first vaccine, nothing to it, he said. And I'm thinking, first of all, I don't understand why he got it. All of us, you know, all of his other friends said, don't do it. And he decided that, you know, he was going to do it. So he got it, and it was no big deal. Second one, he got the second shot. It wasn't so bad. No big deal, according to him. Third one, he decided to get a half dose. This was probably over a week ago that he got it. And he said he was sick as a dog for 30 days. So does that lend any credence to that these vaccines aren't all the same thing? So if you get Moderna, for example, you get jab number 1, it may be different from jab number 2, which may be different from jab number 3, and it may be different concentrations. Does that make any sense?
Different forms of poison.
Mm-hmm.
They're all bad, in my opinion, and you would have to shoot me with a gun to get it into my body.
Well, that's another thing, because we are getting reports in our neck of the woods here that, outsiders, people who look different from the way we look, dress differently. I mean, what I'm saying is their appearance is different. They don't look like farmers. They, you know, they look like they had government jobs. You know, they are dressed to the nines. And then, you know, we when we go out, we expect that we're going to be stepping in cow poop. I mean, that's just chicken poop. And that's just kind of the way it is around here. And we're going to be on dirt roads and we're going to be all dusty. And these other people who are showing up doing these information gathering aren't dressed like we are. They're not dressed, you know, to step in cow poop or chicken poop or, you know, get dust all over them. They're dressed, you know, to the nines. And we're starting to see more and more of that. So I think there's some intel gathering about, you know, what would be a good farm to take over? You know, like if the government wants to raise cows and try to figure out how to do it, you know, who would have good farms to do that? Who's got the buildings? Who's got the machinery? That kind of thing. These people just show up. So I'm thinking that there's something to that ties this massive push to get people vaccinated with the snooping, the spying, the satellite surveillance, the monitoring every move. I think it's all absolutely tied together.
I agree.
Okay.
Just this past, on my birthday, one of my friends and his wife came. She's 70 years old, and she got the vaccine, and 3 days later had a heart attack. Never had a heart trouble in her life before. That's just a better than average result, in my opinion.
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about, Dr. Sheely. We're finding out that Sandy was doing something pretty morose, and she decided to look at obituaries. And people who are our age have been dying.
Well, interestingly, the report today, young children are getting it, are having heart disease.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that's on my list to talk to you about. What we're seeing is that, in layman's terms, it appears to me that people who get the vaccine are getting maladies that they would not normally get. And if they were predisposed to a malady, they get it. For example, diabetes. We're learning that as a result of vaccines, I'm talking about the COVID-type vaccine, that people are getting diabetes. They're getting type 1. They're getting pancreatic cancer, leukemia. Are you finding that in your studies as well?
Well, I think that's as close as we get to the truth. The problem is, as you undoubtedly must realize by now, that the mainline media is exactly as evil as the whole coup behind this nonsense. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I keep thinking back to Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's minister of propaganda. And it seems like we have that. We've got this gal at the White House, Jen Psaki, and she is so quick on her feet. She is, you know, if someone says, boy, inflation's eating us alive, she'll come back and say something like, well, inflation's not all that bad. You know, there's some really good points about inflation. I mean, things like that. Absolute nonsense. But she says it with such conviction and with such posture that people who have no idea what's going on would tend to believe that folderol.
Well, life is filled with options, and we all have those somewhat still. And my option is, under no circumstance. My advice, under no circumstance, if you can avoid it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here's something that I've been wrestling with. It's really difficult for me to quite come to grips with understanding this. But I know some people who have voted for the plagiarist. I know them. And I've known him for years and years and years. But voting for that regime is stealing money from me and my family.
Voting for that machine is like voting for a corpse.
Well, still, maybe worse. Maybe worse, because you can bury a corpse. This thing.
Yeah. Let's say a vampire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's a better word.
Yeah.
He's part of the team of the evil empire, as I call it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm saying is I know people who, and they're smart. These aren't dummies. But they've somehow gotten convinced to thinking that he's a good guy. And so they voted for him. But they don't seem to remember that they are part of the destruction. Meaning, by supporting this regime and saying, he's a really good guy, he's done a lot of good things, he tells the truth. You know, nonsense like that. He doesn't tell the truth. He doesn't know the truth.
They have an IQ below 90, in my opinion.
Well, that could be.
Anybody who voted for him has to have an IQ below 90. Because the guy, at best, has something like Alzheimer's. That's the kindest diagnosis he could have.
Mm-hmm. Well, the point I'm trying to make, I guess, is that I was better off, you know, trying to run a farm before him, okay? And it's really hard. Fuel is close to double the cost. Parts, we can't get parts. We call the automotive shop, and we do some repairs on vehicles here. And there's been a rash of heater core failure. So a heater core is like a little radiator under the dashboard. You turn the heat on, and the circulating engine antifreeze or coolant goes through the heater core, and the air blows over this little radiator, and it heats up the inside of the car. Well, they've been leaking like crazy and failing like crazy. So we replaced on three different vehicles, and our son was on the phone with the commercial parts manager at one of these great big stores that sells auto parts. And it's a chain store, national. And so the commercial parts manager said, "Hey, how's it going?" He said, "Well, not so good." "Why? What's up?" "Well, you know, I've been trying to make these heater cores fit in the vehicles that we bought them for. You know, I looked up the part number, you looked up the part number, the part number's right, but they don't fit. They come from China. The plumbing is bent in the wrong directions. They're not accurately welded together. They don't fit, and they don't have the mounting brackets that used to be attached to them, that was welded to them or soldered to them or brazed to them, to mount them so they don't rattle around inside the ductwork. Now you just throw them in and they rattle around. What's up with that?" And her response,
"Made in China, that's what's up."
right. And her response was really important. She said, "Look, you ought to be glad you got them at all. So we are now at a point where we can't even compare good, better, or best. The ones that we get are lousy, and we should be thankful that we got lousy ones at all. That's where we are, because we don't make them in America anymore. The Mexicans don't make them for us anymore. The only people that make them are the Chinese. And they have figured out how to make them thinner, lighter, smaller, and leave parts off so that they'll fail even sooner than the last one. That's where we are." We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Dr. Shuley, I'm sorry for this rant. You know, it's just, we have been spied on, poked, prodded, threatened. People have been threatened with the loss of their jobs.
Because the fact that it's happened and it's absurdity.
Yeah. So I'd like to read this letter. I love getting the mail. You know, after it stays in quarantine for a few days. So I'm kind of kidding about loving getting the mail. I can't stand getting the mail. But so here it is. It says, Finelli, Vincent. It's got Mrs. Finelli's name on it. It's from the county assessor. And it says, "Dear landowner, I've begun my real estate review for 2022 and was by your property this week. Please call our office at the above number so that we may set an appointment to meet at the property to complete the review. We need to get this done as quickly as possible. Thank you in advance for your cooperation on this matter. Our office hours are 8 to 4:30 Central Daylight Time. Sincerely," and then it's got the name of the Wright County Assessor. Now, it's signed by a machine. Okay. So here's my response. It says, inside address. Here's my response. Inside address, landowner, Vincent and Mrs. Finelli, and the post office box, dear, and it's got the gal's name. Congratulations on your new position as the county assessor. Your files show a tax reduction regarding our property. No taxable changes have been made since the lowering / reduction of taxes by your predecessor this year. This document may be used to certify that. Your predecessor is in receipt of pictures documenting our reduction in taxation due to your office's over-assessment of our property. Please send via United States Postal Service the procedure and form for filing for a refund for the overtaxation of our property. As
sorry.
I don't think she's smiling. As indicated in your file, we are following government protocols regarding biohazards and COVID-19 and keep our gate locked. This is for the safety and well-being of all concerned, you, our animals, and us. Therefore, all communications with me must be in writing via the United States Postal Service. I look forward to receiving the documents regarding filing for our overtaxation refund. Unless I am in receipt of written correspondence from you within 14 days of this mailing, this matter is deemed resolved. Again, congratulations on your new position, landowner Vincent and Mrs. Finelli.
Can you
imagine comments, Doctor?
The look on the face of the idiot.
Well, you know, I don't think they get much fun mail like that.
I doubt it. Yeah.
So that was just the point of reading that was that's how I respond to things, and I put it back on them. And I'm trying to teach the class that we are under surveillance. This gal just showed up. She literally just showed up, you know, expects to drive down the driveway and go snooping and taking pictures, literally, and I will not have that. So I spent part of the weekend improving the lock on our locked gate. You know, the chain. Really?
Can you put a bomb in it? It will go off if you try to break it.
Well, I think booby traps are illegal in this country. So, but you know, I guess the point that you're making is people just show up. You know, I don't go and show up at somebody's house. I make sure that they know that. First of all, I get invited. I mean, if I'm not invited, I don't go. But if someone says, "Hey, listen, see you next Thursday," you know, in the good old days, I'd say, "Okay, that's great." And then I'd call them, you know, before I left the house and say, "Okay, so we're still on, you know, for 2:00, you know." I think that's the polite thing to do. But I think people in government have not read Emily Post's book, and they don't know what polite is. I don't even think they've heard of Emily Post. Dr. Xu, when we come back, can you share with us your thoughts on potassium iodide, please? And should we have it? We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court determined the Biden administration broke the law when they discontinued the Remain in Mexico policy, officially known as Migrant Protection Protocol. It will start back up Monday as a deal has been reached again with Mexico.
We also believe in following the law, and that's exactly what we're doing, as there was a ruling that required us moving forward with implementation.
Candidate Joe Biden in 2020.
Seeking asylum has to do it in another country. That's never happened before in America. They're sitting in squalor on the other side of the river.
Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris again last week offered no leadership on the border crisis. Senator Bob Dole, who overcame devastating World War II combat wounds to become a longtime Republican senator from Kansas, and his party's unsuccessful 1996 presidential nominee, died in his sleep Sunday at the age of 98. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Former HUD Secretary and brain surgeon Ben Carson was on Newsmax over the weekend. He says although COVID-19 variants will be around for years, Americans cannot punish countries for being transparent.
Well, you know, that is a sad situation because that's going to encourage other nations to hide things rather than to be forthright. And, you know, if you're going to be requiring people to have a negative test before they come into the country, that should apply to South Africa, too. They shouldn't have to have extra measures. And, you know, when it comes to the seriousness of what we're doing, I think American people are more observant than many in the government think they are. They're watching what's going on. They're seeing all the inconsistencies. They're seeing the lack of concern about people coming across our southern border, and yet this magnified concern about people who are flying in here. None of that makes sense. And when it comes to natural immunity, you know, a few weeks ago, CDC admitted that they didn't have data on natural immunity. Why don't they have data on natural immunity? Because they're not collecting it. Why aren't they collecting it? I guess because they don't want to know the result. But, you know, real science, you would look at everything and you would take all the avenues that are available to us and you wouldn't be making mandates to individuals. You would be saying, we have the best medical system in the world. We want you to have this information and we want you to discuss it with your healthcare professional.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you'd like to call in and ask your medical questions of Dr. Norm Shealy, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Repeat, 866-582-9933. Dr. Shealy, I got an email from Kathy, instructor in Ohio, and she was wondering about potassium as something. Should we have this in our cupboard should there be a nuclear event?
Yes. Way back in the dark ages, when nuclear energy first came in, even the government used to advise us to keep it on hand in order of a nuclear explosion so that we could protect our thyroid, because the thyroid is particularly sensitive to nuclear radiation and it could kill your thyroid. So the potassium iodide would protect your thyroid from that potential you know, you don't have to take it unless it is an emergency.
Okay, so potassium iodide, I-O-D-I-D-E, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and do you have a recommended dosage and frequency?
Well, I think something like 450, 500 milligrams a day would be adequate.
450, 500 milligrams per day. Okay, and how long? Is that forever, as long as there's nuclear?
Well, no. I think I would just take it for 3 or 4 days, but I don't think I would take it forever. I mean, if the nuclear energy is that bad, it's going to kill you anyway.
Okay. All right. And so is your recommendation that we should have this on hand just as a precaution in our medicine cabinet or cupboard or basement?
Yeah, I think actually, from my point of view, just having iodine, like Iodorol, the thing that I take just once a week, I could just take a couple of extra Iodorol and do the same thing. It's giving enough iodine to prevent the potassium from taking over. I mean, to prevent the nuclear from getting to the thyroid itself.
Okay. All right. So in that line of thinking, Dr. Shealy, I have just a 1 ounce bottle of oral iodine drops. And if I were to take, one or two or three drops in a glass of water, does that do the same thing or is it different?
I think the liquid iodine is about 150 micrograms. So what you would want in that case, I think, would be 10 milligrams roughly.
Okay. So 10 milligrams of iodine.
Yeah.
Per day, right?
No, just once or twice to saturate it.
Okay, just one or two times? Okay. And should we be taking iodine anyway?
Well, interestingly, although people think of iodine as a thyroid supplement, it actually is involved in the energy in every body, so you need some iodine. And the best way to get that, I just take one Iodorol a week. And I think that's actually 12 milligrams. That's enough.
Yeah,
to do.
Yeah. Okay. So 12 milligrams per week Iodorol, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have that available on your website?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
That's where I got mine, so I think so.
Well, it's interesting. That's why we have a tire shop, because we want to make sure that we get the tires that we need and get them balanced right, and we want to do it right. So, yeah, same. And I was talking to a guy who has a Department of Motor Vehicle independent inspection station. So in Missouri, usually around here they're independents, and very small shops, and there's a sign that says official inspection station. I was talking to this guy, he's in his 80s. He said the reason that he has an inspection station is he wanted to do his own inspections. That makes sense to me. So, yeah, I think that's how this happens. That's why we have a tire shop, because we wanted to get the best tires at really good prices, and we wanted to balance them ourselves and make sure they're put on right and not have any problems. So, yeah, I get it. So, Dr. Shealy, going forward, it looks to me like everything's getting worse. I mean, it's getting worse. Today is worse than yesterday, which is worse than the day before, etc., in terms of supplies, in terms of prices, in terms of, rules and regulations and mandates and etc. Should we get to the point where we're like Australia? Because Gwyneth Isaacs has been telling us in Australia for quite some time now that lockdowns are out of control. People are being threatened with jail and fines if they're out in public, and they're not supposed to be. So if we get locked down, what do you think we should have in our supplies regarding medicine and health, etc.? What should we absolutely positively have as the minimum in terms of items? What items would they be?
Well, of course, my favorites are D3,
right?
A bottle of 50,000 units.
Mm-hmm.
our youth formula for vitamin C. And, of course, you know, one bottle is like, look at the number of doses and see how many months you're going to have on supply.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our essential multivitamin, our Echo Green essentials for the multivitamin component. That's the very basics. Now, in addition, for most people who don't have chickens and cattle, they might be able to butcher it for food. You need to have some kind of food to expand. And my favorite is whey protein. I bought two huge, I don't know how much they are, but they look like about 5 gallons of whey protein isolate to keep in case of emergency.
Okay.
It's my favorite, you know, protein.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, whatever other vitamins you might want. But I also, of course, as you know, very much like the ORAC Energy Greens as a powdered vegetable fruit substitute.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know. How long do you want to try to keep supply? 3 months, 6 months, a year?
2 years.
You got to figure all those things into the equation.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking 2 years is the minimum, Dr. Shealy. I'll tell you why. Because, well...
Now, you are a true farmer.
Well, here's why.
I'm not laughing at you.
I know. The reason I'm saying 2 years is because it will take, if someone wants to plant a garden and they're not really good at it, it's going to take 2 years, for a minimum of 2 years, to tweak that. Even, I mean, if they're paying a lot of attention to it, it's going to be hard to grow a garden because you have to have the pH has got to be right. The soil amendments have to be right. The soil can't be clay. I mean, you've got to have the right amount of sun. And you have to keep the predators away. I'm talking about, you know, the squirrels and the rabbits and the deer. And then the two-legged predators, you got to keep all that away. So, you know, 2 years is going to go really fast. It's going to be very difficult and hard. But then you need, you know, shovels. You need some picks. You need some rakes. You need some cultivating tools. You need some trowels. Then you need the seeds. And you need to have some kind of fertilizer, whether it be, you know, organic or commercial. Then you need the hoses. And then you're going to want to have some kind of mulch on top of the plant so that the moisture doesn't dry out. I mean, there are a lot of things to consider trying to grow your garden so you can eat. And that's only going to work for a few months. Then you have to learn how to dehydrate and can, and you need the canning supplies. And then, if you decide you want some fruit and nuts, you're going to have to plant in an orchard, and that should have been done 15 years before that.
You know, interestingly, for my dear partner, who's never gardened before, for his birthday, he's about to set it up in the spring. I'm going to set him up with all the seeds and, in fact, even plant for him in containers to start the seeds off as a birthday gift to help him get started in gardening.
Yeah. And Dr. Shealy, have I exaggerated about the orchard, the fruit, the nuts?
No, of course not. I mean, you know, and look, I've been gardening since I was 12 years of age.
Yeah. And I have too, and that's why our garden is not in the back corner of the property, because when I was, you know, 12 years old, my mom and I just got the back corner of the property, and we dug it up, and we planted some seeds, and then we forgot about them. And then when we did remember, we'd water them and, you know, bring them back to life, and then we forget about them. Now, it's just too far. You need to have your garden right outside the back door. I mean, that's the way it is, right?
Yeah, well, I would say mine is 20 feet away, maybe.
Okay. Ours is three steps. Literally, three steps off the veranda, 1, 2, 3, and then there's a gate that you can go into, and it's wired so that the chickens can see it and not get in and help themselves to the tomatoes and the peppers and, you know, the lettuces and the, and whatever else that they seem to think is pretty good. Now, the bugs can fly through it. They can fly over it. The birds can fly over it and help themselves. But other than that, we keep the dogs there, and the dogs see the birds and bark at the birds, and the birds think that, you know, the dogs are too close. So that kind of works out really well, having the garden very, very close to the house. And then you don't have to drag the hose. And then you don't have to drag the hose away when you go to mow the lawn. So,
by the way, I had something odd happen yesterday I've never seen in my life. I have a hose in my greenhouse that I've used, and, you know, the hose may be 30 years old. I turned it on. I wanted to water something in the greenhouse, and the hose broke just below the spigot. It exploded and started splashing water all over. I've never had a hose do that before.
Is this a rubber hose?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is it black?
No, it's red.
Okay, so it's a commercial red rubber hose. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So if it's been around that long, it's obviously made in the United States, because if it came from Harbor Freight, it would have broken, you know, like
earlier,
the next year.
30 years, yeah.
While you're opening the package, yeah, you're right. But, we used to be able to get hoses. Sears, Roebuck & Company had a Craftsman, their house brand, lifetime guarantee rubber hose. It's 50 feet, and they were blowing them out. I had no idea what they were doing. They were blowing them out for $19.95 or $19.99 in Springfield a couple of years ago, and I bought four or five of them and gave them to relatives, that kind of thing. But they were the best, and they were black. And I have a feeling they'll probably last 50 years. But they replaced the ones that were made in America with the ones made in China. And the Chinese hoses kink. The American hoses don't kink. So if you unroll a hose and you pull it, it'll twist and kink the Chinese ones. And it's ridiculous. I guess that's a feature. So you can get more exercise, you know, on kinking the hoses. But I did have one air hose, a red rubber air hose burst the way you're talking about, and it was a Harbor Freight one. And the guy told me, hey, well, it's only guaranteed for 90 days. What do you expect? What do you expect? I mean, actually, I expected it to last longer than 90 days. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, when I was studying Psychology 101 at the university back in the 70s, we learned that there's a control group. And in order to see if your hypothesis is correct, you have a group that would not be subject to whatever the testing criteria was. So you'd have this independent group called the control group, and then you would have the test group. Well, in the vaccine world, I'm talking about COVID, Joe and company and his buddies throughout the world are all in this mad push for everyone. Everyone must be vaccinated. If that's the case, where is the control group? There is none, correct?
Right. In fact, in my opinion, the entire thing has been false from the beginning. It should never have been released into the public until it had been tried for a minimum of 2 years in advance.
And you're talking about the vaccine, correct?
Yeah.
And okay. So if there is no control group, then there is no way to prove anything. Is that correct?
That's why I call the FDA the Federal Death Administration, because they approved it.
Mm-hmm. And isn't the vaccine, isn't the rollout of these multiple competing brand name vaccines, of which there is no information in terms of the contents, isn't that against all of the protocols that we used to adhere to? For example, wasn't there a control group for the polio vaccine? Wasn't there a control group for the measles, mumps,
yeah,
and rubella? Okay. And then this one, where's the control group?
Well, there isn't one that I'm aware of. And of course, I mean, 3 different companies producing something like that in less than a year? Come on.
Okay.
Not possible.
And what about the data sheets? My research has led me to learn that pharmacies are getting the vaccine with no data sheet. No warnings, no content, no data sheet of any kind whatsoever. Isn't that unusual?
The entire thing is unusual from the first day of the alarm.
When you get a supplement, a medical supplement, let's say vitamin B12, for example, and it's going to be IV delivery, isn't there a data sheet in the box that is sealed with the vial that is sealed? I mean, doesn't it come with a data sheet?
Well, it would be nice, but in this case, the only data sheet is from the Federal Health Administration.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's see. I had to cobble together a call screen for today's class. Let's see if it works. Amit in Massachusetts, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning, Dr. Shealy, for taking my call as well. Thank you, that is. I just want to make a few comments. That is how I identify Dr. Shealy with, I think he was not prepared for the list Vincent asked of the very minimum one should be having. So I identify him with that autogenic training and the mental attitude that we should let go on things we have no control over. And the third is magnesium. So I'm saying about the two first things are very important because they make us emotionally sick, and then we go downhill. But I must also add what I read about magnesium. That's another book by another MD, that is Dr. Thomas Levy. So he even sort of finds magnesium usable for reversing many chronic degenerative diseases. So I don't know how in emergency, as Vincent is saying, that we should be ready for at least 2 years, we'll be able to have the magnesium lotion. But that was my tongue-in-cheek comment, that magnesium is also not to be discounted. And then my other thought is that I'm just a physician immigrant, so I think I'm not tailored to move to rural or remote areas. But my thought is that we really cannot prepare. Rural poverty is what is best for us, because I have read that when there was that 1929 or early 30s depression, people who were poor in villages did not even know that there was depression in the rest of the country. So I think 2 years is a generous or unrealistic estimate. I think it should be 5 years. But within those 5 years, a lot of us will perish. That's all I'm saying.
All right, well, can you stay with us? You've mentioned so many things that are very, very important to discuss. Amit's with us in Massachusetts. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us in Missouri. I'm in Missouri. And what I was saying is, 2 years to me is the absolute minimum that I think one should be prepared for. And I can give you some examples after we get some more comments from Dr. Shealy. We'll be right back, class. Please, don't touch that dial.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.